Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration. Jesus told his disciples that they should expect to have some trials because of their faith in him. The New Testament bears record of the fact that they did experience trials because they followed him. The Apostle Paul declared that all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus would be persecuted. Paul himself wrote about trials and tribulations quite often in his letters. As an apostle of Jesus Christ, he certainly had many of them in his own life. In one letter, he listed some of the things that he had suffered for the cause of Christ, and they included beatings, stonings, imprisonment, being in danger from the world, the persecutions from those who opposed him religiously, and he had gone without at times. He said he carried with him the brand marks of Christ. James wrote about how we should consider it a joy when we encounter various trials because of our faith. He said that we should consider them a testing of our faith. Through the trials, we develop character, a stronger faith, endurance, and patience in our suffering.
And oh Lord, don't hide your face from me. Like a king I may live in a palace so tall, with great riches to call my own. But I don't know a thing in this whole wide world that's worse than
Every year, the student-athletes begin their preparations for the new season of competition. And to be ready to compete, they begin to work out in various ways. They're getting their bodies back into shape. And with that, there's plenty of pain and struggle in this time of rigorous training. That set me to thinking about the spiritual exercises and experiences that we have to prepare us for our ongoing spiritual battles of faith in Christ Jesus. The Bible tells us that Satan is our enemy, and he is looking to destroy and devour Christians. He's like a lion on the prowl. The easiest prey for the lion are the weak animals, and the easiest prey for Satan are the Christians who are weak in faith. So the instruction from James about considering it all joy when we encounter various trials is there because we know that through the trials we become a stronger person of faith and are not as vulnerable to the temptations that Satan sets before us. Far too often, people of faith struggle with their trials. The thought sometimes is to resent them. When it seems so unfair for something to be happening to us, it is possible to blame God, to be angry with God over these circumstances. I think Job got very frustrated and upset with God because of all the conditions that he faced. He was being told by his friends that he was a sinner, and he was suffering because he had not repented of some unrighteousness in his life. But Job knew that that was not true. He knew that his integrity was where it should be, so he sought an audience with God to defend himself and to declare how unfair it was for him to be so miserable in life. The misery was great, for we remember his wife telling him, "Job, why don't you curse God and die?" But the message from God in the end of that great account of Job's trials was that his faith grew. He developed a better understanding of God. He saw things that he would never have seen before. He recognized God in ways that he could not do so before the trial. His faith developed, and he became an example for all people of faith in Christ to follow his example of endurance. He was a man who endured. He kept his faith. He kept believing. He never turned from God. He never blamed God for it. But he was disturbed about his trials, so much so that he needed to discuss the matter with God. And I think the questioning of why is going to be common to us all. We seek to know why. Why is this happening to me or to someone else? Why now, when it is so very hard to bear? The answers to those why questions are not easily found. They do not always come. And that is in part how our faith grows. It is a trust in God who does know. It is a trust and a reliance upon God who is able to keep from anything being too much for us to bear. We should believe the promise that God gives in always being with us and helping us. Jesus left this earth by assuring his apostles that the Holy Spirit would come to live with them and provide comfort, help, and assistance in times of need. The Holy Spirit is promised to every disciple. When we are baptized into Christ Jesus, the Holy Spirit is our gift from God. He comes to live within us for the very purpose of helping us to grow in our newly confessed faith. With that assurance, we should be able to do what James teaches us to do. We can consider it a joy when we encounter the trials of life because we believe in Jesus and live under his rule. We face them not alone, but with the help of our spiritual companion, the Holy Spirit. And through whatever means God chooses, we find help in times of need. May our help come from the Lord today.
I feel the touch
of hands so kind and tender.
Trod. I'll have no fear
when Jesus walks beside me,
close beside me, for I'm sheltered in the arms of God. Soon I shall portals. Come home, my child, it's the last mile you must trod.
I'll fall asleep and wake in God's new heaven,
sheltered, safe within the arms of God. They don't worry me, for I'm sheltered safe within the arms of God.
He walks with me, and naught of earth can harm me,
for I'm sheltered.
sheltered in the arms of God.
Breath of heaven, hold me together, be forever near me. Breath of
for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light.